What's up? I'm here with Sofane from My Favorite Sin. What's up, guy?
Oh, we're going to do that same intro. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? Start it again.
Welcome to the Devil's Business Podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnny, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me, as always, is Sin, My Favorite Sin, Fane.
Yeah, well, you change my name right here, but just because we're podcasting, I have to have an Xbox name.
My Favorite Sin.
My Favorite Sin is my Xbox name. Look, I'll have an Xbox One. Send me a friend request.
Anyway, some people that are listening to the podcast now are new podcast listeners due to the fact that our YouTube channel has blown up. And I don't know if we still have any old listeners from before we had the YouTube channel.
It's been over a year. Those people are clearly dead.
Right. We took just a mild hiatus in the middle of season three. We're still in season three, by the way.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, it's still season
three. Oh, man, it feels... I feel like a more mature season three.
Yeah, it feels good. Anyway, but... We're going to start trying to do these more regularly, but why did we all of a sudden just go on a year hiatus, Fane?
Well, we decided we were going to try our hand at YouTube. YouTube is a little bit what we felt like would be an interesting format, and we had camera equipment that we would do photography with and thought, like, hey, why don't we get wasted face and then just record ourselves saying dumb shit in response to videos.
Right. Well, yeah, that's really kind of how it started. If you notice, the last episode 50 of the podcast, we are talking about like gay marriage and stuff and the Confederate flag. And that was like, that was a hot subject at the moment. And we decided, we'd been watching a lot of YouTube videos, like, hey, we've got all this equipment and a decent studio to film in. Why don't we just try to do a YouTube video? We'll make up these little goofy characters and kind of exploit, you know, our stupidity a little bit. And so we came up with this idea. We shot a video, and that's where the podcast went. The podcasters went onto YouTube and became these individual little vignettes of time.
Right.
And how do you think it's been going?
I think it's been going swimmingly. The reason we didn't do another podcast is because our first video that we did, which is cringy as fuck.
Comparatively, yes. Comparatively, if you look
compared
at a year
to
ago,
anything, I cringe every time it comes on. If it's like, if the TV's on autoplay and it jumps back suddenly and plays our first video, it's cringy as fuck. We didn't do any preparation. We literally drank, sat down, and said a bunch of shit.
A bunch of ideas for jokes. We just would watch some weird YouTube video and then make a bunch of jokes. And now, a year later, the production quality is through the roof, and the jokes are exactly the same.
Yes. It's still dick jokes and gay jokes. Yeah. But we have to write them and then rehearse them and then shoot them and then edit them. And so the same joke takes 12 hours to do now.
Yeah, clearly. Well, the alcohol slows everything down. It hits the brakes on it.
It's always been a problem.
So we've been doing this for a year, and we kind of jumped off and got accepted by the atheist community on YouTube, and that was really...
I like to call it the skeptic community. It's a little broader.
It's a little broader.
We don't just hate God. We also hate women.
Right. Skeptic is hate women and God. So we started going in, and we got really accepted by the atheist and skeptic community, and started getting some shout-outs from some big YouTubers like Logic, Fishhead Salad, Tony Reed, and it really blossomed our channel a bit more, and we got a lot more subscribers. And of course, the subscribers being all atheists and skeptics, we kind of pandered to them a little bit. But after a year, you start beating the same drum for too long, is what I felt, really. And I felt like we were just kind of trying to dig through the internet to find something else to make critique on. And I kept coming up with the same type of joke. You know, I was like, oh, this person's not crazy enough, so I'm having to like fix it with silliness.
Right.
But where do you think our channel is going to be going for the future? Where are we moving?
Well, what I see is kind of like the video we did today with the Marina Joyce thing. And I think we should talk a little bit more about that. But the whole subject of Marina Joyce, not the video. Like,
no, I'll kiss my ass. We can sit here in our own room and kiss our own asses for an hour. I'll do that.
I don't have the spine for that anymore. Today, we did a video that wasn't based on feminism or SJWs or any of that kind, or, you know, atheism. It was just kind of a pop culture occurrence, a trending YouTube phenomenon.
Yes, it was a trending topic on YouTube, which is something we've kind of touched on a couple times, and we've gotten scared about trying to touch on trending topics because we're scared of upsetting our subscribers,
right,
and maybe putting a halt on our channel. And then we just kind of got to the point where I was like, let's just talk about whatever we want to talk about. If something that comes up in the atheist community, whether Josh Feuerstein says something else silly and stupid, or Steve Anderson, who will clearly
he
do
will.
Oh, he, I feel like he's my favorite guy in the world now.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
But, you know, I will make more commentary about religion. It's not like I'm done with it. It's just nothing good has shown up. Nothing is...
Yeah, there's nothing really juicy. And part of the thing is a lot of the community has moved towards being more critical of Islam, which I think is well-deserved. It's just as silly as a religion as everything else, except it adds a little bit of violence and fucking spice. Yeah. So I see why, but they're not funny.
That's my biggest issue. Is like, I have no problem making fun of the Quran or going after Islam for two reasons. First off, I don't know enough about the Quran, Islam. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to go study so I can make fun of them.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to read it.
The reason we make fun of Christians is I grew up with a Christian, you know, background. I was raised Episcopalian, so it was not like it was like Christian light. But I was, you know, went to Episcopal church, and I, you know, I learned enough about religion and the Bible and all that that I feel like I can make funny satire upon that. But now when they want me to make fun of Islam, it's like, well, I don't know enough about the religion to feel like it would be funny enough. And also, not a lot of Muslims make funny videos.
No, they don't. There's the one video
about drinking your dad's cum.
Yes, drinking your dad's semen. I don't know. Maybe we'll get around to that one day. It feels like a topic that nobody would be surprised if we did.
That's why I don't want to do it. It's too
on the nose.
Yeah, it's too on the nose. It's like it basically just caters exactly to something we should respond to. So I do not want to respond to that.
Yeah.
But I just at this point the pressure of trying to like y'all should make videos about the Quran and Islam is like I don't know how to. Yeah. I don't know which way to make fun of. The way I make fun of Christians, because I have a little background, I have depth in that field, but I have no clue what to rip on. And besides just doing the generalizations that all the skeptic atheist community on YouTube has been doing, it's just kind of just blurting out crap that we're making up, and or it's almost like the stereotype. I can make fun of the stereotype. That's fun,
right?
But that video is going to be a 2-minute video and I'm done.
And everybody's done it. Yeah. And part of the problem is that, we don't look at ourselves as a 2-person outfit with the YouTube thing. There's always been a critical third member, and that's the other person in the video we're doing.
Who are we reacting to? Yeah.
Yes. Because a lot of the times, channels who have like knowledge and do, what's that thing called? Research.
Yeah.
They will respond to
homework.
Yes, respond to educated videos and have a real debate or whatever. I got to be frank. That's not our style.
No, I don't have time for looking up shit.
No, Doc.
I just got to find a way to tell a dick and fart joke, and they need to set me up for that. That's what I want.
Yeah, and so that part where you're having to watch the video that's being responded to, it's very helpful if that person is outrageous or funny or stupid. Or has big tits, or all of those.
Yeah, if you can fit all those into one thing.
Yeah, then it's golden. You just respond to that video over and over.
So you want to talk more about the Miranda Joy thing. First, quickly explain.
Hey, should we explain where Nick is?
Well, now we have to.
Yeah. I just brought it up. Is that why we do?
Nick's going to listen to this.
No, he won't.
Well, at this point, he probably would have turned it off.
Yeah, he'd be like, as soon as the word atheism came up, big, nah, not nah,
doc. Okay, where's Nick?
Oh, Nick's not here. We're going to see if we can get Nick back on to tell some stories. I don't want people to think that this is going to, the podcast will just be us talking about the YouTube channel, even though it likely will. I think we'll do that a lot because most of our
listeners.
It'll be a
recurring segment.
Yeah, are probably going to be people who found us through our YouTube channel now. Whereas before, we were just random people found us because we were loud and drunk and telling stories about
being loud and drunk.
Yeah. And I still want to tell those stories. I still have a few left. It's just part of the problem with the original run of the podcast was I was running out of them. And I'm a fucking dickbag. Yeah. Like, I have a bunch of shitty stuff I've done. And even I was like, oh, it's getting kind of thin.
Yeah, well, it starts getting thin. And then we were like only getting 100 views or listens a week. And that was at our peak.
Yeah, so that's when we were like, oh, man.
You're burning away. You're burning stories.
Yeah, for 100 people to listen to.
I'd rather just make up stories in the basement with a video camera like we do. Yeah. Or have other people make it up for us and we just make dick jokes.
It sounds dirty when you say it that
look,
way.
Look, that's why people subscribe. They're waiting eventually. There's just going to be like a love affair that happens.
I'm worried that that's true.
I'm not. If it's going to get 100,000 subscribers in the next week, I'll take it. I mean, you'll take it, but I'll take it.
No. All right. We'll have that argument later.
So who is Marina Joyce? The most recent video that we did released today. What's today? The 8th? August 8th?
Yes.
2016?
I think.
We talked about Marina Joyce.
Yes.
Who is Marina Joyce?
Marina Joyce is somebody I'd never heard of until 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I think it was Wednesday, or so the weekend, yeah, almost 2 weeks ago. Wednesday morning, Twitter was a fire with this Save Marina Joyce hashtag. And I was like, what the hell is that? And what's everybody talking about? And the thing is, when I first clicked through a couple of things, I felt myself tiptoeing at the edge of the rabbit hole. I could tell that there was a conspiracy here that everybody's very upset about. This little vlogger, this little fashion vlogger, 19-year-old girl, was obviously being kidnapped and forced to do YouTube videos, which sounds a little weird to me.
Yeah. That's a weird setup.
It is a weird setup. But then everybody's going through and they're like looking at evidence and they're like, look, here's the proof. Look in this video. She says, help me when she coughs. And over here,
it was a bunch of weird cuts.
Right.
I saw.
Yes, it was. And the thing is, though, I mean, it started, I think, because she has become weird. And I don't know if it's methamphetamine. I usually think it's methamphetamine. Right. But it also could be, you know, anything from mental illness.
She's just a weird fucking chick.
She's a weird fucking chick, and she's been hiding it up until now.
Right.
Whatever the fucking reason is, I think that people started out of concern. It started out of concern, and then a couple guys found some things, and they started getting revved up that she was in some kind of trouble, and they started telling Twitter. The thing is, you start telling Twitter, Twitter will fuel the fire.
The trolls are sitting on Twitter waiting for something
to
jump
something
on.
Like that.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a clue what it was. I remember I got a text message from you in the middle of the day saying, this is what our next thing is going to be. It was so fragmented what you were sending me. It's like a series of ideas that I didn't know what you were talking about. But when you sat me down and started showing me a bunch of the videos and like Philip DeFranco covered and actually ended up having an interview with her.
Yeah.
And I started seeing what was going on. And then when I started seeing just the insane pouring in of subscribers on her channel.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, I think even Philly D, he said he had never seen anything like it. He's been around the YouTube game since
Jump Street.
Yeah, since Jump Street, since he was fat.
Yeah, so anyway, she got like, I think she was about a half million.
I don't know why I did that to you, Philly.
Yeah, she had about a half million subscribers to start, and now she's at like 2.5 million, like, total. It's insane.
She's gained basically about 2 million subscribers over this time due to this completely imaginary thing that people made up. What I loved was she actually came out and said, this was a publicity stunt made by my fans. I thought that was kind of dickish because the thing is, she wasn't helping. It's like that thing you said the other day.
She let it keep going.
She's not that smart, but she's not that dumb. Like, she wasn't smart enough to come up with this whole conspiracy and this whole
thing. But she's smart enough not to stop it.
That's right.
Not to put the brakes on it.
That's right. And so, like, you know, she would just tweet things like, hope everybody likes pancakes.
Where it says, bitch, help. And
yeah. H-E-L-P. And that's completely out of context. She's not, like, talking about inviting everybody on down to the Waffle House. We're going to have big pancake breakfast, everybody.
They don't have pancakes at Waffle House, you silly motherfucker. Are you serious?
They don't have any pancakes at Waffle House?
We'll go to Waffle House right now.
All right. Let's blow this thing off.
Stupid. Let's go.
Thanks for joining, everybody.
That was it.
See you next year.
So, yeah, really. We should just do one podcast a year and just drop it. Give up. So the video we released today actually done very, very well. Actually a couple senpais have noticed us.
Yeah, I was very excited, like with the Bible Reloaded and then...
apparently Bible Reloaded subscribed to our channel 2 days ago.
And yeah, we didn't know it.
We were completely unaware. And then Undoomed got kind of tweeted about it, and then he started responding to us. And apparently in that course of that transaction, he ended up subscribing and shouting out our video. And then when you tweeted about Bio Reloaded, you pissed off Undoom that you didn't mention him in that comment.
Yeah, but he said, moron! Fucking moron! I subscribe too. Just the fact that he said that he used like his, you know, his the phrase he's known for, that's the one everybody waits for in his videos until he just breaks into that, and he used it on me. And I'm like, man, that puts me right up there with, like, Lacey Green and Milo.
Right, being called a moron.
Yeah, man, fuck. Dude, that's all I want. Upper echelon, dude.
Well, Bio Reloaded called us garbage.
They did call us garbage.
We were dirty garbage people.
Yeah.
That's all I need from them.
Yeah, but you know what?
Compliment.
It was really nice of them, dude. It was really nice of them to call us morons and garbage. They always felt good. It's nice to be acknowledged.
They think of the fans first, and that's what I appreciate. They knew what we wanted to hear. Well, this takes us to the next segment. It's one of my favorite segments. It's called The Rant. Fuck, cock, bitch, ass, motherfucker, goddamn.
I hate this segment.
And this segment's actually setting you up perfectly, especially with my my little fuck rant that I just did. What do you have to rant about?
What I want to rant about is how YouTube took her goddamn monetization away today. And they did it completely for an unfounded reason. And I think it was because somebody fucking tattled. We got a lot of traffic. There were a lot of people who weren't our subscribers. Our subscribers can pretty much deal with anything. As a matter of fact, they always take it farther than we are willing to.
Go to the comment section on our videos. You'll see way worse.
Yeah, and sometimes they hurt my feelings. Damn it, you guys. But YouTube today, man, we're really popping. Like, we've never had a video start like this that's just cranking up and getting, you know, 300 views an hour. And usually your first hour, it peaks, and then there's a snowboard ramp down.
Right.
But this time, it's actually going up. We were gaining momentum on the video. Right. And at the peak of the day, what we've got, the estimate is like, man, just 2,000 views or so is what the estimated, because the count locked up at 1538, I believe. But
yeah,
at like the peak of the day, YouTube hits us with a bam, took our monetization away. They took our monetization away.
They just said it was like something about content.
Yes, foul language. It was because they said that our video wasn't advertiser safe, that advertisers wouldn't want to advertise on a video that has all this filthy language.
It says fuck that many times.
Yeah, and I talked to you, and neither one of us was like, man, is it really in there?
Because
I don't even remember it. I don't even remember any curse words in the video.
I only remember one time when our buddy AJ, who's only in the, he only blops up into the video like three times, and the first time he shows up, he says fuck three times rapid fire.
Yeah, just bam, bam, bam. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
But, like, at no point did they see the word fuck that's, like, descriptive in the action of fuck. It was always just, like, exploitive, like, fuck. Oh, fuck. See right there? Right fucking there? That was it. And I was like, really?
Yeah, it's funny because we talk so much together that we don't hear how foul we are. But during that video, I'm supposed to be getting more angry because you are a dipshit.
Yeah, and how would someone get angry?
I curse.
Yes.
That's what I do, and eventually when I get mad enough, I draw a gun.
Well, that's clear.
That's how I do. That's why the acting's so good,
YouTube,
because it's me.
YouTube stifling your hate.
They shut us the fuck down, and they shut it down, and I feel like, man, you know, everybody wants to advertise for Deadpool. I mean, Taco Bell wants to have them on their goddamn Pepsi cups. McDonald's wants to have peel away fries. Woo, Deadpool! We're a Deadpool fucking vacation.
In that movie, he gets fucked in the ass.
Yes, yes, and it's so foul and it's so offensive that it's like there were several points where I was like, oh my, that is a little much for my kind sensibilities. But everybody wants to advertise on that, but you're trying to tell me. You're trying to tell me that those fucking goddamn advertisers that are on our channel, which are a wide range of, I understand the churches every once in a while. A church will advertise on our channel.
I think just because there's a religious aspect in our videos.
They're just not really checking it out. They're like, anything that says Christian, and then, you know, because our description did say that we were, you know, America's best Christians.
We are.
That, you know, sometimes they would advertise. That's wasted money. Churches, by the way.
Just burn it.
But I feel like there's plenty of sex shops and vape shops and sunglass huts that would love to advertise on our fucking videos. And now they can't. Now they can't because in one little strip, I apparently, you know, spit out four or five fucks, a couple of goddams, and a couple of shits. and ruin the whole goddamn party for everybody, and now nobody gets to make any money. So we're protesting it.
Well, we are, and maybe we'll get our monetization back. I'm not sure.
No, a human gets to listen to it. Then I listened to it, and I was like, imagine you're a human. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this does sound bad. It
does say a lot of fuck. But like, we never say anything over the top, I don't think. But
I don't think so.
I will say, you know, look, as far as the day went, it went really well. We got noticed by senpais.
Yes, we did.
We got picked up a lot of subscribers.
We did.
Got a lot of views.
Glad to have them.
A lot of comments.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up some Patreon support.
Yeah, man. Some people gave us some money. That is so fucking
cool.
That's
how much they liked it. Some of these people were people that did not know who we were yesterday and then gave us money today.
Yes. Yes, that is so fucking cool.
But that also requires us to do more work because now we have to mail off stuff.
And yeah, we got to mail out these t-shirts. We really got to do that shit this week.
Yeah, we'll cover it next week maybe. I know us. We're drunk, dude.
Yeah, we did drink a lot. Man, I got to tell you, I want to go ahead and make a commercial for best damn root beer.
Shit. Fuck
it
up,
is tasty.
Beer.
I got this from Clever Jester. He always mentions it when we are on his channel
not your dad's root beer, but yeah, same
thing. Oh, is that what it is?
His is 6%. His is a little higher percentage of alcohol than yours. Yours
is
5.5. Yeah, he does the 6%, you know, what men do of root beer.
Oh, well, damn. Well, I'm disappointed. Well, I know that, like, when we're on his channel, and by the way, check that out, that Drunken Destiny. We do that on Tuesdays.
Clever Jester, yeah.
Yeah, on Clever Jester's channel. And it's usually me and Pat getting wasted face.
And making hilarious.
Yes. And, like, he gets so frustrated because he's so much better gamer than we are. Mm-hmm. But then we blame everything on him and refuse to take any of his suggestions.
Which is funny because that's how we do us in the channel. Like, on the channel, you and I will blame each other for random things, but when we get together, we ruin other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
But I had something I wanted to rant about, and this is
I'm really anxious. Like, you knew what I was going to bitch about, but I never know what you're going
to
bitch
about. Well, I wanted to bitch about monetization as well, and I felt I chimed in a little bit, but it was too much of a positive day for me to actually be that bummed out about.
I know, I'm really not even that bad. I would rather have the people than the couple of bucks the monetization is
going to
give us.
I
would rather people see our stuff.
But
and
we
go,
picked up,
these guys
that's
suck.
What I'm saying. The Patreon picked up more than its share of what we lost.
Absolutely.
So I'm not really that bummed out. Especially if we get it back. Then I'll be like, it doesn't even matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Knew it all along. But.
And mine's more of a generalization. It has nothing to do with YouTube or anything else. Mine has just to do with women. Well, maybe it has something to do with YouTube if you're a feminist or if you're MGTOW. You're going to either agree or painfully disagree with what I'm about to say. I'm sick, and this happens. I've had an on and off again relationship for 10 years with my girl, and I am sick of the stupid questions.
Oh, God.
And they're leading questions, or there's something like she knows something that I don't know, and it's extremely trivial. It's affecting my life, though, and I'll give you the this isn't a literal example. We were at dinner. This happens more than one time, but we're at dinner, and the waitress comes over, gets our drink orders, and we're staring at the menu for a while, and then the waitress comes back over to ask if we know what we want to eat. And she's still like, first off, she's talking through the looking at her fucking menu, which is the moment you're not supposed to. Like, once she's taking your drink order, it's scramble time.
Right.
You know? Once the drinks show up, you know that it's time to know what the fuck you're going to eat while you're sitting there in the first place. She'll talk through the drink order till she comes back, and then we need a minute. That already kind of annoys me because I'm a man and I'm hungry and I'm fat.
Yeah, let's go ahead and order, and then we can talk because the food's going to take a little while.
The talking can be – that happens after you put your – whatever. It doesn't matter. That's annoying. But what happened next was this, and this happens regularly enough for me to vent about it. She'll ask me right when the waitress comes back for the second time asking what we want to eat. I go, do you know what you want? And she goes, and she's staring like almost like she's trying to like speed read the menu. Like she hasn't been
staring.
Yeah,
I know the look. I've seen it.
And she's like, but you go first. Wait, what are you going to get? And then, so the waitress standing there, this awkward pause, and I'm like, why does it matter what I'm going
to
get?
Oh, she wants to pair her meal with yours, I'm sure.
So what I go is, I'm like, I'm getting the pork platter. And she goes, I'm not ready. And she, all of a sudden, it's like, because I asked her, I'm like, are you ready? She goes, yeah, I think I'm ready. What are you going to get? And I go, pork platter. She goes, I'm not ready.
Yeah, but and maybe I stopped, if you were really going
to
stay.
I'm immediately frustrated. I'm like, what the fuck? You just said you were ready to go. And then the only thing that changed between you saying you were ready to order is I told you what I was going to get. And then I realized what her problem was. Her problem was she had made a Venn diagram in her head of our two meals, right?
Oh.
That she was going to, like, she can't let that one thing go away. She's like, well, this meal doesn't come with fried okra, but, like, if he gets that, then I have fried okra and the mac and cheese, and I just, shut the fuck up. And that's why I understand, like, back in the olden days, men were supposed to order for the women, because fuck that.
Yeah.
You're getting the goddamn chicken and that. Shut the fuck up. But now I'm actually completely reversed. Whether you say I'm getting traded in my man card, I'd be like, pick your two favorite meals, your two top favorite meals that you want. Order both of them. I'll eat whatever you put in my trough in front of me. I don't even care anymore. I'm just – it's a barbecue joint.
Yeah.
Or a Mexican place. Or an Italian restaurant. It's going to be the same crap. I don't care. Put it in my feed bag. I don't fucking care.
Film oat bag.
Yeah, I don't care. Just order two things you want.
Yeah, you know what? That's chicks. I mean, I got to say, man, you made me feel a little guilty because I do this. I think we've been at dinner when I've done this to you.
Trying to figure out how you...
But the thing is, it's because I will talk up until the lady actually touches me and everyone else, she's gone around the table.
And now I've got a scramble. Like,
oh,
right, because you like holding court, and now you've got the center of attention while everyone's being quiet, not realizing everyone's trying to pick out their meal, but you're like, I've got a story, and I've got full attention.
Yeah, and nobody's talking over me for some reason. And so I'll talk, and then she'll touch me, and then I'm like, oh, do you have a hot dog? Chili dog. Do you have a chili dog?
You eat like a fucking child.
Well, chili dogs are fucking delicious.
Anyway, that was it. That was the rant for me, man. That just fucking fired me up.
That's fair enough, man. And you know what? I'm going to start trying to focus when I order. I didn't know it bothered you.
Oh, no. I'm gonna call you out on it. It's bullshit.
I won't really focus, all right, especially if we order a round of cocktails first.
Here's a new segment of the podcast that you are completely unaware of.
You have printed materials?
Yeah, I brought stuff.
God damn it.
I don't have a name for this segment yet, but maybe anybody listening could email us an idea for this. This is an advice segment where we are going to try to give advice for questions.
This is a good idea.
I think this is great. This will give us content, and we can use, you know, personal experience or the lack of knowledge.
Yeah, and people want to figure out how they can live a life that's more in line with the lives we're living.
No. Well, I think they're going to use it more as a handbook of what not to do. But yes. We are the most unqualified people to give you advice on your life. But I think if you have something, it can be about anything. You can ask us personal questions if you want to, which is fine, or about the channel, it's fine. But I really kind of want questions about just if you're stuck in something, a weird relationship, friendship, at work, anything that's going on in your life, and you're just like, I just need someone to give me an advice on how to conquer this.
Yeah, there's certain subjects I feel really good at. I like, for example, I excel at
drugs,
how to get and how to get divorced. Like, I have multiple subjects. I'm multifaceted with drugs and divorce.
You're multifaceting. Yes. So anyway, the question we got, let's see. All right, this is the first question. Got give me a girl's name.
I want Alicia.
Keep some anonymity.
Alicia.
All right. Alicia writes, dear Fane and Pat, I've been pondering this very deep question for many years. This is actually two questions, so I'm going to read both questions, and then we'll just answer both, okay?
Okay.
I've been pondering this very deep question for many years. I've decided I'm unable to answer. So I'm turning to your all-knowing selves.
I like this. I like the way
to a lesson in my mental anguish.
Mm-hmm.
When it rains in the city, I feel sad. When it rains in the countryside, I feel happy. Why is this? Second question. Another quandary I'm hoping you can help with. I like to find myself a nice man, settle down, and have a family with him. But I don't have a uterus, and my vagina is an inverted penis without balls. What is the best way to legally steal children and a willing manslave husband? Thanks. Sincerely, Alicia.
You know, I feel like...
Obviously, you like the countryside better. That's first question. Done.
Yeah, you like the countryside better.
All right. As far as her wanting to settle down with a nice man... and have kids. That here's the thing is, I feel like this question actually is going to lead to more questions from us and our lack of knowledge as far as...
No, dude. We did a video on transgender, and I feel like we're experts. Everything we know about the subject, we'll learn from Joey Salads.
That's what I'm saying is
so
the problem.
So you just got to think, what would Joey Salads do? Or, like,
should we
rent a kid off of, like, Craigslist?
Is that a thing? Should we Google that? Let me check.
You could absolutely get a kid to go to Craigslist. Oh, you rent it. I mean, they're not going to let you, like, keep it full time.
I want to know what's the day rate on a fucking kid?
Not much, man. It depends on the fucking parents, you know what I mean? And how much crack.
Well, we've done a video with a couple kids, and let me tell you something. Those parents, I think we can get those kids for cheap.
Yeah, we got those kids real cheap. Take the road I took, and that's just keep aborting them until you're too old to have them anymore.
You don't understand how sex works, do you? You're just going to stare at me eyes cold, no answer.
You don't know if I'm staring at you.
I would actually just say, I don't know, like get a child of a celebrity. At least you'll get money out of it one way or another.
Celebrities don't just sell those kids, dude. Those are premium kids. Celebrities are gathering them up. Look at Angelina Jolie.
Bullshit. I actually have a story about a celebrity kid that was... Okay, wasn't stolen.
Breaking news.
But could have been stolen. My comedy buddy, Matthew Lumpkin. I'm sure
Matthew Lumpkin, my favorite celebrity.
He's being shoehorned into this episode.
My favorite celebrity. He's very funny.
Yeah, I know he is. Headliner. Matt Lumpkin was at Disney World, and this small child kind of ran up to him, which, let me tell you something. If I was a small child, I wouldn't run to Matt at all. He looks as lost as the kids are.
I don't know, man. He's got kind of a dad look, though.
Well, he has a dad look, but he looks lost. So I don't think...
Yeah, which makes kids... It makes him relatable to kids.
Okay. You know what? I'm back on. Matt, you're on top of it. And the kid that ran up to him, he just kept saying, man, this kid looks familiar. When he's telling me the story, it kind of creeped me out. I was like, what is it? Why? Why? Do you have like a kid's Facebook? Why is that a thing? But as he is... Well, the kid can't, he says, what's wrong? What's wrong? And the little kid's, I can't find my mom and my dad. And they're here. And he's like, well, all right, we'll stand here. And he like, you know, has his kid by the hand, has his kid by the other hand, and he's walking around. And he's trying to, and in his head, he goes, this looks like Courtney Cox and David Arquette's kid.
You're shitting me.
And sure enough, David Arquette and Courtney Cox walked.
What?
Yes. So he basically had been able to kidnap the child of a celebrity and didn't take advantage of any of it.
Oh my God. I love those two.
I know.
Love those two. I'm sure their kid sucks, but they're probably, I mean, they're great.
No,
they're
so I saw it as like the kid almost made it, almost got away from the parents.
Yeah. That's so fucking cool. But the thing, you know, see, like, I can't do that. I'll never have that experience because if I grab
Courtney Cox and David Arquette,
even if
I have a restraining order against you.
Yeah, right. I'm not a 50-yard thing. But I can't just grab a kid's hand and, like, try to help them find their parents because I look like I'm kidnapping the kid.
I have noticed.
Like, he had another kid in the other hand that like, insulates
right,
you.
Right, right. And this is something I should come up with Matt. I've mentioned this before. We were doing a show at a hotel in Charleston, West Virginia. Even when Matt wasn't around his family, he has the dad look.
Yeah.
And we were in the hotel elevator, and a mother and her child walked on. And Matt and I are both standing there, and Matt looks like a dad. So he starts talking to the kid. Not even talking to the mom. Just looks like talking to the kid. You have fun at the pool? And the kid's like, yeah. It's like, did you, you know... You're able to go underwater, and the kid's like, yeah, I do want underwater. And it's just fun that the mom's got this loving look, like, oh, sweet. You know, like, he's talking. He obviously has kids. Later that weekend, I had another situation, but Matt was not there. It was the parent comes onto the elevator with their kid, and I was like, you know, Matt had this cool rapport with the kid, and the mother seemed very...
You were touched by it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Let me tell you something. The way I look, if I turn and start looking at your kid, like, so did you have fun at the pool? Did you... Did you jump in the deep end? Were you wet? Like, I don't have to look like, don't talk to my fucking kid.
Yeah.
Because they look at me like, I clearly am not a dad.
It's the mustache, dude. You can't talk to kids with that mustache, man. That.
You serious?
Yeah, that's a kid fucking mustache right there.
You just broke my heart. But I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow because they sell beer there.
It's Chucky. But that's fine. You'll learn.
Is it Chunky Cheese?
No, it's Chucky.
Let me tell you something. I've seen some people leaving that. Kids trying to crawl out of the ball pit, getting stuck in the fucking tube slide.
That's a fat joke. And it insulted me.
And I let me tell you something. Chunky Cheese. They get mad at you. You can't just go in there to have beer.
No.
You have to have a kid. which I think, what? Like,
what, in the ball pit or in the restaurant? You can go in the restaurant without a kid. I've been in there.
Do you want to explain that?
No, I don't want to. I mean, I went in there, I mean, for the good times.
That's what I'm saying. I walk into Junkie Cheese and I'm in the ball pit drinking a beer. All of a sudden, I have to have apparently a number for which kid.
The ball pit. That's what you're saying. Like, not the whole restaurant. No,
wait,
you can't
I
go
can't
in the ball
go
pit.
In the fucking ball pit and have a good time?
No, look, when I used to work at McDonald's, I was a maintenance man at McDonald's in my younger years. I worked at McDonald's for 2 years. Like, some people put it in summer. I fucking worked my way up to a blue uniform. I was the guy who would spray off the fucking driveway or the drive-through, and they had a ball pit. But I had to be there at 4:30 in the morning to start cleaning up, and one of my jobs was clean out the ball pit, you know, get all the hypodermic needles out of it and that kind of stuff. So what I would do is I would crawl in the ball pit at like 4:45 in the morning. I would crawl up under the ball, snuggle down to the bottom, and sleep till about 5:20, get myself a solid 30-35 minute nap in the bottom of the ball pit. And I loved it.
Let me tell you something. If my kid shows up early in the morning for a biscuit and jumps in the ball pit while I'm trying to order the fucking biscuits, and there's a sofa in the bottom of that pit.
Yeah, he's going to scream.
You or the kid? Yes.
Yeah, everybody's screaming.
Everyone's screaming.
Screaming. Balls are flying everywhere.
That's the problem I'm having.
But what I found was you can't go there at 11:45 and crawl under the balls to take a nap. Then it's not okay.
It's typhoon season in the
ball
pit.
But that's okay because I had another napping place on top of the cooler in the back, which I just broke down. Boxes, and I would nap up there. And if I couldn't get there because the management was in the back, I would sleep behind the fucking dumpster in that little fenced-in area. And all the McDonald's dumpsters are always fenced in. You just go behind them and just curl up on the floor and nap.
You are a hobo. You're a garbage person. Bible Reloaded was right about you, dude. You're a fucking garbage person. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if I'm ever homeless, I'm cool with it. I have places to sleep. People are like, how could you sleep in a fucking dumpster? I'm like, I don't fucking tell you how. You'd be tired.
Yeah. It's called go out and drink the night before.
Be hungover, and it's you're happy to have it.
All right. We have this is another – I don't know. We got a couple more questions. I think I'll save one of them. But this one we got actually today through Twitter. I need a guy's name.
Jimmy.
Jimmy sent us this today. I think this is a new subscriber to our channel. If you were on an island, like in Lost, which YouTubers would you want or wouldn't want to be on the aeroplane? Or would you want eaten by the smoke monster or polar bears, including hot chicks?
Okay, this is pretty easy for me. I know one thing is you've got to have – what was the main character's name in Lost? What was that guy's name?
Jack.
You got to have a Jack type character, and that's not me.
Oscar.
Oscar would be good to have there, but
Oscar like, Jungle in the Fringe.
Yeah, his talent is like an electronic. You know what? He's more of and it's not because of his weight, but like the fat guy on the show. What was
Boogie.
His name?
Boogie's who you need.
Boogie. But Boogie, I don't feel like has the talent to do that, but like the Jack character, I feel like is Philip DeFranco, and plus I would just like to hang out with him, and I feel like he would be smarter than me at every every subject, and it would always be more reasonable. You know how me and you, like, we only need like a fraction of information about something that we'll fly into hysterics.
Yeah, that's our channel. So we give us a little bit of information, what's going on, and then we just blow it completely out of proportion.
Yeah, we'll take two sticks, rub them together one time, and then throw them down or hit somebody with them and say, I can't start a fire!
Okay, so you'd have Philly D with you on the aeroplane.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you want eaten by the smoke monster or polar bear?
Okay. All right, SoFlo. I'm sorry, buddy, but SoFlo Antonio's got to go.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah. That guy. Oh, man, if we're just going to be pushing them into fucking a monster and having them eaten, there's so fucking many. All the response YouTubers.
Every one of them.
All of them. All of them. And yes, I'm talking about that one that you all like. Him too.
Oh, are you going?
Him too. And, oh, God.
Who's the one we all like?
What's his name? The big guy. Everybody likes the big guy, and he's got a real strong following. Every time people pick on him, he gets all bent out. Everybody, you know, like his fans, like, attack. It wasn't like Jinx. Jinx, who's like converted his channel to be like original content and still got over 1 million viewers. And now his videos get like 15,000 views because he's doing original content. And everybody's like, this is not funny, Jinx.
Yeah.
You know the guy who does the kissing pranks? Prank Invasion.
Oh, the Prank Invasion guy?
Prank Invasion, like, he, like, kisses moms, and he kisses kids in front of their grandparents.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him getting eaten.
Yeah, that motherfucker. That motherfucker I don't like. And you know what? Let's pick on some little guys. How to Get Girls.
Oh, no, the How to Get Girls guy. I would hang out with those guys so hard. That's my promise. I won't want them eaten. I'd be like, these guys would entertain the shit out of me.
Yeah, they kind of would.
And I would eventually become their god. They would make it. They would make a, like, a golden idol of me on the island. Become my little headhunters.
Yeah, look, if you're not familiar with How to Get Girls, because they're a smaller channel, I think they're around our size, probably a little bigger.
No, I think they're I think they're bigger now.
But go check out the How to Get Girls.
Nick and Kevin, or Nick and somebody, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's extremely entertaining. We watched their video night before last, their new video, yes. When they were like, watch this. Are you a loser? Watch this.
They just call us all
losers. They call us losers.
Yeah, they call us losers from the show. I'd hang out with those guys because they're really obnoxious.
They are.
As far as smoke monsters go, I don't know if anybody really... I don't know if this guy's a YouTuber. I see his videos a lot on Facebook, and he's a reaction channel. He's one of those quiet reaction channels. It's Chili 69 Palmer or something.
Hmm.
And he's just he's a heavyset black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the hashtag silently hilarious is one of his fucking things. And what he does is he does the same thing with all those reaction channels that don't actually react. They just put the video in the corner of their video while they just stare at it. So he just keeps looking over at it and looking back at his camera and looking at the video that's, you know, being funny and looks back at his. And he thinks he's the fucking funniest motherfucker. He's got so many subscribers or Facebook likes.
He gets millions of views.
It pisses me the fuck off. He doesn't... There's no effort put into it. He just spends all day...
Yeah, but you can do that on Facebook. They do not give a shit how much content you steal. They don't care.
I'll call that motherfucker out. I fucking hate that fat fuck. Fuck him. I hope he gets eaten by a polar bear and a smoke monster at the same time.
Nice.
The smoke monster and the polar bear are pulling him in half. And then obviously I would put on like Jacqueline Glenn and like Jenna Marbles and shit. That way we're just hanging out.
Look,
like,
and I don't care how you feel about Jacqueline Glenn, whether or not she's
a
good atheist or she's too skinny or whatever. Bones are beauty. Jacqueline Glenn is Auschwitz hot.
She is. Concentration camp. Hot.
Damn right. I'd be concentrating.
On that ass. Well,
I do want to say, this was just us sitting down to have a drink and tell everybody what was going on with the channel, what was going on with the podcast, and setting everything back up.
Yeah.
So we'll have a better plan next time.
The next episode's going to have a better format, but just because we need to get back in here and just start talking.
Yeah, and what I'd like to do is buy a jar of moonshine and just pour a bunch of shots here.
And just have them sitting?
Yes, just have them sitting, and then we just, like, go
something
through,
works
like,
you through
half a dozen of these, not 100-proof, the 90-proof, like, strawberry with the food in it.
Right.
And just go through the shots and see where that takes us. We'll have a plan, and then see how long it takes to derail that plan.
We can do that. Just try to stay on path for as long as we can.
This is going
to
work.
All right. Well, if you have any questions... or need some advice about anything in the world, send us your questions or queries to devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com, and it'll show up on the show eventually. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Peace.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.